Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Twins fans. Troy Larson here, and I'm here once again with my dad. His name is Craig Larson. How's it going tonight, Dad?
Pretty good, Troy. How about yourself? Glad the Twins lost today, but otherwise not too bad.
Yeah, same here. I was actually at that game, Dad, today.
Yes, you were. Nice day for a game, and for a while it looked pretty good, but then it kind of all came apart.
Yep, came apart in... Campart in the seventh innings, and then the eighth inning kind of pretty much put the nail on the coffin. Well, I would say more like a ninth if that would really happen, but I think the eighth inning was kind of the beginning of the end.
Yep, too many extra base hits, and I don't. Which inning was that thing with that pop up in the infield happen?
Eighth inning.
That was in the eighth.
Yeah, that was actually I think. Tying run, too. I mean, the winning run.
Who actually hit that pop-up? You remember?
I think it was Cespedes.
Really?
Yeah, that Cuban guy who's on the Tigers now.
Okay, I'm trying to look at the score here and what happened each inning. It said that in the top of the eighth, Romine singled to left center. Then said Cespedes scored, but it doesn't say how Cespedes got on base.
That's funny.
I don't quite get that. They kind of missed that part.
How could where did you get Miss Box Score from, Dan?
Yahoo, and they have the how the scoring took place too. It doesn't say. So anyway, they must not have assumed that we were supposed to know Cespedes is on base.
Well.
So anyway, but I think that I don't know how many outs were there at the time. Do you remember?
I don't remember. Does that? I don't think it shows that on a box score. You have to find some play by play of the game.
It does not. So that might be hard to find, too.
Yeah, well, I know ESPN does do play-by-play of the games on their website.
Oh, really?
Because I've seen that before.
I'll take a look here in just a minute. Anyway, I would assume that play made a difference in the game, but, of course, the Twins had a 3-1 lead and a 7-3 lead, and obviously their bullpen just imploded today.
7-3, and I think the Tigers, they got two home runs in the sixth inning. In fact, I think they might have had a tie at seven after a sixth inning.
Yeah, I think you might think that's true.
Yep.
You can't have a 7-3 lead, and they turned it right back over again the next inning too, didn't they?
Essentially, that's what happened.
Yeah.
You just can't. I mean, the way that I believe it was Phil Miller had it on the Star Tribune's website, he just said that there were like 10 different ways the Twins lost this game.
Yeah, certainly it's a game that they should have had an opportunity to win. But your pitching doesn't pitch very well, and plus you make that mistake in the field is very costly, I think, too.
And of course, when I'm finishing Miguel Cabrera, he hits an R home run. The second home run of the game, I pretty much did it then.
Yeah. That's true.
I just think there are just a lot of things in this game where you could look at it and say that was the turning point, but, that was the mistake that kind of helped us. And sure, there were many different directions, many things that kind of determined the outcome of the game as it turned out. You can go back to the fifth inning. The Tigers, they got three doubles in a row, and I think they hit them all to the opposite side of the field. They just took Phil Hills to the opposite field. Three doubles in a row. And Matt scored two runs, making it 3-1. Of course, the bottom 15, we did get those runs back. Oh, wait, what was the score on the top of it?
I'm checking here. Hang on.
No, wait, I think. I think we have the Tigers. It was to tie up three after the top of the fifth inning.
Yep. And then we scored four in the bottom of the fifth, and then we turned around and gave four up in the top of the sixth.
Exactly.
You just can't be doing that.
You know, you just can't do that, Dad.
No.
I mean, you know, you did not see it on TV because it was not on our cable, but, I mean, you know, it's just, I don't think you really need TV to even look at to determine some of the possible plays where we lost. You know, I know there was a, you know, when was it? It was the fifth inning. You know, we did get out of the top of the fifth inning because I know a runner was caught, let's see, in second, and then another runner was out at the plate before that. So, you know, it was just a crazy game, Dan.
Yep.
I'm sure a lot of you listening to this podcast right now will probably be reading about later on if you haven't already.
Yep, it's Detroit had 17 hits today, too, and that just kind of spells not very good pitching.
And 17 hits? How many did the Twins have? 12?
Twins had 13.
So it was actually 30 hits today in the game.
Yep, and it was a long game, too.
And you know what's kind of funny about that? The first 3 innings, it's like, holy cow, this game's going to be over in a hurry.
Yeah, well, it didn't work out that way, though.
Somebody actually once said this once. And actually, I've heard this more than once before on a broadcast, but a baseball game is kind of divided up into three different parts. And each part is like 3 innings. It's kind of its own game sometimes. Mm. And today is kind of like that description. Because the first 3 innings, it was well pitched. Next three, not so well pitched. Remaining three, well, I guess the story for that one is sloppy defense in the eighth inning.
No, Fiend didn't. I don't know, was Fiend pitching that time? He was, wasn't he?
I think Fiend was on him in ninth. No.
No, he's on before. He's in the eighth.
Yeah, you're right. He goes in the eighth. I'm in ninth. I think it was. Theobar, I know, finished the eighth.
Yeah, he did.
And I can't remember who was my ninth.
Theobar did finish. He pitched the ninth.
Okay.
One other thing, I'm just looking at the numbers here. What's going on here? You can see the Twins pitchers walked one, two. Wait a minute. They didn't walk anybody.
That's amazing.
Huh.
That is amazing. I mean, usually when you walk batters, you are going to give up runs, but...
Yeah, the only walk, it looks like it's Soria walked somebody in the ninth inning, I think, Dindy. Yeah.
Yeah.
But one other thing I noticed here, too, the Twins pitchers struck out six guys, and Twins hitters struck out 13 times.
Oh, boy. That's another difference maker right there, too.
You know, we got to get away from that striking out. You know, and last year, the year before, for a while now, we've just been striking out way too often.
This year, I think it's been a little better in that
maybe
department.
Slightly. They got a ways to go yet, though. Early in the year when the first series against Detroit, they struck out a ton, too. I know that. Maybe they might say it has to do with facing good pitchers and stuff, but that's not an excuse. Don't give the pitchers all that credit. You cannot be striking out 13 outside of whatever 27. That's just way too half the time. It's ridiculous.
Especially given the fact, you know what, look at this way. If we did not strike out so much, it's another possible base runner. I mean, it's probably harder to field a ball than to strike out a batter, I think.
Yep. Trying to see who the Santana struck out twice. Plouffe struck out three times. Two for Hermann, two for Schaefer. And then, of course, a bunch of guys had one. So just too many times. Robinson walked. So he must have been the ninth inning.
Yeah, because Shane Robinson replaced Jordan Schaefer later in the game.
Go ahead.
Schaefer had to be taken out due to a right mild MCL strain.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, and there's no real word yet. I don't know if he's going to be on the table. It could be a few days of rest, and he might be ready to go again.
Then we had, who is it? Robinson. Schaefer hurt his knee.
Yep.
I don't know. I haven't really heard much more about that. Do you know, is he day-to-day or is he...
I just said there's no word on if he's going to be disabled or not. It could be day-to-day.
My guess is he probably will be.
I'll
check here in a minute about how some of these other guys we've talked about before, center fielders, are doing the minors. But that's another guy who got hurt. And then Fien, of course, something happened to his arm, didn't it?
Yeah, but there's no real word on that right now.
So
I guess the best thing I can say is to stay tuned.
So you had Schaefer.
Fien.
Hughes.
Phil Hughes today. Pitched 5 innings. You know, but top of the fifth, that may have been partly due to the result, because I think he was starting to feel it then, but he did suffer a left hip flexor strain.
Huh.
So I don't. There's no word on if he's going to. If Hughes will be going. I'm going to say it was. He's probably going to miss a start, but
you know, well, especially when you got Nolasco coming back, I just have a feeling that's probably what's going to happen. But I may be wrong too. Just seeing if they have any updates or anything. It says Hughes, Schaefer, Fien exit with injuries. Who's the other guy who got hurt?
That was Fien and then Schaefer.
Just those three?
Yep, just those three, Dad.
I don't see, this is on the Twins website, I don't see anything updated about it either. Did you read that article?
The version I read was on the Minneapolis Star Tribune site.
Okay, it says Hughes flexor strain. Schaefer, right knee, and Fien, sore shoulder. I would be willing to bet at least a couple of those guys be on the DL. You know, if they aren't going to play here pretty soon, you can't afford to sit and not have those guys active and have open spots in your roster.
You know,
I think that probably what will happen, just as all the guys involved, we're hoping for a good result in the short term. That's what Mahler just said, day-to-day types of things. Hughes, hip flared up, but he's optimistic he can stay on schedule. Schaefer, his knee is bothering him, and we'll test it. Said he's fine and ready to play. Of course, they always say that. And Fien, shoulder's a bit tender, so we're going to make sure that we're on top of that and get it checked out. I bet you any couple of those guys would be on the DL for sure. I bet you Fien is. When you heard about the shoulder thing, it kind of is of concern. And
yeah.
Of course, you don't want to send Hughes out. There's something wrong with his hip either.
Well, but here's another thing I would like to point out, too. It makes it easier what to do for a roster spot. If Phil Hughes has to go on the disabled list, and when a Ricky Nolasco comes back, Ricky Nolasco takes Hughes' spot in rotation.
Yep. That's what I'm thinking might end up happening, because otherwise they got another decision to make with somebody else. And, of course, if Hughes is going to miss a start, it's already going to be 5 days on the 15-day DL that'll be taken care of, right?
Yep, 5 days.
And then I don't know. And I don't know. I don't know if you have days off coming up either, you know, which would enter into that too.
Well, and here's another thing I've learned over years. That I think sometimes until the next day, it's a little more a clear of what's going to happen.
Sorry, I heard somebody talking 90 seconds. What was that about?
I wonder if I did not make the show 30 minutes.
Well, you better hurry up if we didn't. Anyway, there's a couple of bright spots today. I just noticed real quick in the hitting-wise, Maurer had 3 hits, Plouffe had 2, Arcia had 2. Arcia has been hitting a little better lately. And Vargas had 2. Santana had 1. I thought he had more, but he had 3 last night. So they're seemingly hitting a little better. So anyway, those are some bright spots. We still have a long ways to go. A lot of other guys just are not producing right now. We need to get that cleared up, and we need to get our pitching cleared up too. So anyway, for the way they've been playing, I think they have a lot of improvement to do, and I think they're capable. So anyway, take it away, Troy.
All right, folks. Well, I had a little more things planned to talk about today, like playing a game with no fans in the stands, and that's exactly what we did in Baltimore with the riots going off there. Well, there's really a whole lot to say about it. And of course, we were going to talk about the center field in the players who play in the minor leagues, what we were going to say is Gordon Schaefer was not going to do very well. So, but anyway, I don't know. I must have accidentally made this a 15-minute show. So, folks, that's just about done here tonight. Follow me on Twitter at Troy the Twins Blog. And thanks for joining me here tonight, Dad.
Yep, you bet, Troy.
All right, folks. For my dad, his name is Craig Larson. I'm Trey Larson. We will talk to you next time. So long, everybody.